Asian Americans are now the fastest growing racial group in the U.S. That means they are also the fastest growing group of voters. So this next story is, in a sense, a glimpse of the future in which Asian American political power may grow. Right now, only two congressional districts are majority Asian American. One is in Silicon Valley here in California. That's where two Indian American candidates are running to unseat a longtime incumbent, Japanese American Congressman Mike Honda. Here's Hansi-Lo Wong of NPR's Code Switch team.
Hello.
In the heated race for a congressional seat in Northern California, Mai Sun Win fights for her candidate with another cold call. It's all part of her shift at a Vietnamese language phone bank for Rokana, an Indian American lawyer who's challenging a Japanese American congressman. Yeah, only in America.
Like so many Californians, I'm the son of immigrants who came to America.
Rokana is one of two Indian American candidates in the race and the only Democrat trying to oust one of Capitol Hill's most prominent Asian Americans.
My name is Mike Honda. I am a proud Sanse Democrat and a Silicon Valley congressman.
And a 72-year-old seven-term congressman. He's speaking there at the 2008 Democratic National Convention. Honda's age is an issue in his campaign against Democratic challenger Khanna, a 37-year-old former Obama administration official. But for many voters here, the choice will mainly fall along ethnic lines. Before this year's Miss South Asia beauty pageant in Milpitas, some local residents mingled by the bar and buffet, including Sangeeta Narayan, a San Jose resident who's watching the race closely.
Oh, Rokana, no.
You sound like a very big Rokana supporter.
Yeah, we do support Rokana, actually. He brings fresh energy into the tech valley that we are engaged with.
Narayan recruits executives for tech companies in Silicon Valley. She says many in the local Indian American community are rallying behind Khanna.
Seeing somebody from your own community, I think, is pretty exciting.
It makes a difference.
It makes a difference. They can relate better to it.
Since we kind of share the same background, we might get a little bit better representation in government.
Nitin Anand, who lives in Fremont, says he's not going to miss a race with Indian American candidates. A scenario that was hard to imagine when he was growing up in the Bay Area in the 1980s.
Most everybody thought we were like snake charmers and cow worshippers, right? And as I grew older, they started thinking we're cab drivers and 7-Eleven owners. And as I grew older still, got into college, we were software developers. And now we're like doctors and lawyers.
And aspiring politicians in the congressional district that also happens to have more Indian Americans than any other in the nation.
So let me take you around the Fremont city.
For almost a decade, IT consultant Ajay Pretoria has lived in Fremont. Here, you can order curry pizza topped with chicken tikka or balak paneer. But Pretoria isn't necessarily going to vote for a politician of Indian descent. He says he's voting for Congressman Mike Honda for his long tenure in government.
This experience, which has come from years of fighting in the Congress, is very important.
Pretoria says his support for Honda hasn't been a popular position within the local Indian American community.
I have friends who won't talk to me. I had people who had bullied me just because of supporting Congressman Mike Honda. I could understand their side of emotion. But at the same time, democracy is all about your personal choices, whom you support.
I think it's a very healthy debate. Why should all Indians think alike anyway?
That's realtor Deepka Lalwani, who's president of the Milpitas Democratic Club. She's voting for Honda, but she says
the greatest result of this would be not who won or who lost, but people got involved.
Which would be no small feat in an Asian-majority district. According to the Pew Research Center, Asian Americans are among the least likely to vote in midterm elections. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.